During Monday's town council meeting, Collingwood councillors approved both a mandatory vaccination policy as put forward as a motion by Cown. Steve Berman, and a mandatory vaccination disclosure policy, as was recommended during their October 4th Corporate and Community Services Standing Committee meeting. Now, according to Executive Director of Customer and Corporate Services Amanda Pegg, town staff will work toward implementing both policies in what she's calling a phased approach. We are confident they can work together in unison, Pegg told Collingwoodtoday.ca on Wednesday. Having the two policies supported by council gives clarity to our staff on the town's intentions. Under the new disclosure policy, staff and council would be asked to provide proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 to the Human Resources Department, starting November 1. If proof is not provided, the employee can provide a medical exemption with supporting documents, provide proof of their first dose, or declare, in writing, their intent not to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In those three cases, employees would have to submit regular antigen testing and demonstrate negative results. If the employee has a medical exemption, the cost of the rapid antigen tests will be covered by the town. If the employee doesn't have a medical exemption, the employee will be required to pay for the tests out of pocket. If an employee does not intend to get vaccinated, they also must complete a vaccine education program approved by the town. This is intended to give us insight into the current state of the vaccination status of our staff, said Pegg. Under that policy, we'll understand who is vaccinated, who is not, and who has a medical exemption. As of January 1, we'll transition into the mandatory vaccine policy. Staff, over the next 2 months, will have the opportunity to go get vaccinated if they're not already, she said. During a Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit briefing on October 20, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Charles Gardner discussed his stance on employers, including municipalities, assessing risk prior to determining whether a mandatory vaccination policy is necessary. I think, in many cases, testing for those who are declining to be vaccinated would be a reasonable option. I still would support any employer that would want to go beyond that and have a strong policy that absolutely requires it, said Gardner. But in a situation that's lower risk, I think it would be reasonable to have a policy that educates and supports employees to be vaccinated and requires them to provide some indication of their status and test those that are not able to be vaccinated or decline vaccination. The mandatory vaccination policy as proposed by Berman is now currently being drafted by town staff, to be presented to council at their November 15 meeting. As part of that policy and voted on by council on Monday, those who choose to remain unvaccinated without a medical or human rights exemption may be placed on unpaid leave starting January 1, 2022 until they can show proof of vaccination. Also as part of Berman's motion, he asked staff to report on any additional resources required to implement screening of proof of full COVID-19 vaccination to enter all municipal facilities, and that all meetings of council, committees and boards resume the pre-COVID live settings effective January 1, 2022. Lastly, the motion calls on town customer service to reinstate in-person 5 days a week service by January 1 and any town staff who weren't working from home pre-COVID must return to the office, also by January 1. The last part of the motion sparked lengthy conversation at the council table on Monday night. I am supportive of this motion except for the last statement, said Cown. Deb Doherty. There are advantages to allowing employees to choose whether they work from home or from the office, or some hybrid of that. In a memo on the issue included as part of the council meeting package, Pegg outlined some of the reasons remote work has been proven beneficial, including improving work-life balance, reducing workplace stress and health-related symptoms, reducing absenteeism, increasing job satisfaction and increasing organizational commitment. Allowing for some employees to work from home has also offered the town some relief from issues surrounding municipal office space constraints that existed pre-pandemic. Sow Sonia Skinner said during Tuesday's meeting that about 10% of town employees are currently working remotely. Berman provided further clarification that his intention with that part of the motion was to remove the COVID-19 reasoning behind those work-from-home plans and that further arrangements could be made between employees and the SAO on a case-by-case basis. Once they're back, the SAO can come up with hybrid work plans or different hours, said Berman. Cown. Yvonne Hamlin expressed concern that the COVID-19 situation could change between now and January 1, 2022. I'm interested to know why Kaun Berman thinks COVID will not be resurrecting its ugly head by January 1, said Hamlin. Berman clarified that he didn't think that. I'm coming from where we are now, said Berman. If there's a new wave or a new variant, we would absolutely deal with that, but I'm going with the direction we're going in now and have been for the past several months. Deputy Mayor Keith Hull said that while he is pro-vaccine and is himself double vaccinated, that he is cognizant of people within the Collingwood community that are vaccine hesitant for a variety of reasons. We all have a fear or phobia, said Hull. I hope that there would be some compassion. I hope we will be able to work with individuals one-to-one to make sure they have all the available information they need to make an educated decision for themselves, that they are returning to a work environment that is supportive, and that we do our homework. Peg and Skinner also clarified based on a question from Kaun Marianne McLeod that the policy would only apply to existing employees and volunteers, as proof of vaccination would be a condition of employment for any new employees joining the corporation moving forward.